with Arexia, the most, if your company is audited, the most you can raise in a year is 5 million. If your company is not audited, okay, if you don't have audited financials, the most you can raise in AREXCF is $1 million a year.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Welcome, everybody, to the naked truth about real estate investing. This show is sponsored by the Hero Capital Raising Show, and I am your host, Tim Mai, and I have my co-host, Javier Hinojo, with me. Yay!
Hey, Tim. Good morning, afternoon, good evening. Pretty excited today. We're going to continue our series on funds, and today we're going to talk about Reg CF, Reg D, and then, like I said before, Reg A, which just sounds like a party, and I'm trying to find a party hat here. But I can't find a party hat to put on my head, so we can have a good time after we talk about this. But anyways, those are our topics: Reg A, Reg D, and Reg CF. And Reg stands for regulation. Regulation right. D. Give us which one do you want to start off with, Tim?
Yeah, let's start off with Reg D because that's what most of you are familiar with. Because we in our syndications we use Reg D a lot. So we'll start with there. So Reg D, Regulation D, and all these regulations, they're set up by the Security Commission Exchange, or Security Exchange Commission, SEC. And so we'll start with Reg D. So Reg D, and in syndications, we do 506C, 506B. Those are the common ones that we do. In a Reg D, the type of investors, I think it's first started out more as an ability for you to raise money from friends and family, like people that you already know. And then it expanded into investors that are more sophisticated. So they call it sophisticated investor, meaning they're educated around investing. They're not just like you're some random person on the street. So they're sophisticated. They understand investing. They might be a business owner. They might be an investor, a stock investor of some sort. And then there's also accredited investors. So these people have a certain level of net worth or a certain level of income. So like right now, and it's changing, that there's a new bill that's out now that's changing how you can become an accredited investor. But for right now, if you have a net worth of $1 million, asset minus liability, you still have $1 million, you are an accredited investor. If you have...
Excluding your home, right?
Excluding your home. Yeah, excluding your home. If you're making $200,000 a year for the last 2 years, you're considered as an accredited investor. If you have a husband and a wife team, and the two of you together made, I think it's $350,000 for the last 2 years, you also consider as an accredited investor, okay? Some of the law that's changing now is that to be an accredited investor, you just have to take this test. And if you pass the test, then you're an accredited investor. If you don't take the test, then they haven't finalized on this, but they might increase your net worth. So instead of $1 million to be an accredited investor, now you need $2 million in net worth to be a credit investor, or you can just take the test. So Reg D, as you can see, it's meant for either people who have money, people who understand investing, they're more sophisticated, and that's what Reg D is. All right, now let's go to Reg CF.
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah.
And so Reg CF, and I love CF because for me that stands for college football. But that's not what we're talking about right now. So let's talk about Reg CF. Go for it.
Yes. So Reg CF stands for crowdfunding. So if you ever involved in a crowdfunding project, like on Kickstarter, those type of projects, that's a Reg CF that you're doing. So in a Reg CF, you're able to go to the normal unsophisticated investor, just the normal person on the street, as long as they're at least 18 years old, they can invest into your Reg CF. Now, there's limitations to Reg CF. with a Reg CF, the most, if your company is audited, the most you can raise in a year is $5 million. If your company is not audited, okay, if you don't have audited financials, the most you can raise in a Reg CF is $1 million a year, okay? So it's a smaller raise, but it allows you to go to anybody. That's why, you know, the whole Kickstarter stuff like really took off is because it allows a normal person, regardless their level of income, regardless their level of intelligence or their level of education, they can invest in a Reg CF.
Yeah, and you can invest with $1,000, $500, $5,000,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's no minimum. The minimum is really based on, the minimum is based on whatever the operator that set up the Reg CF, what they set it to be. Obviously, if let's say if you're setting up a Reg CF, and actually we'll use this, we'll use a real life example because Javi and I run a project called the Teen Millionaire Challenge, where we teach a group of teenagers how to invest in real estate and in entrepreneurship. And this is our second year running that program. And the reason why I'm hesitant on years because the last one was 2 years ago. So it's the second time that we're doing it. And this
season
time,
season two.
Yeah, season two. There you go. I should have said season. So great. Yeah, season two. This time we're setting up a Reg CF so that way young people, as long as they're 18, if they're under 18, then the parents will have to invest for them. But young people can invest in as little as $100, $500 to be part of deals. And I'll even share what we're going to do with those deals here in a little bit. But yeah, so Reg CF, that's the powerful thing about it. There's no minimum. There is a maximum based on how much money you make. You as in the investor, right? So if you only make, let's say, if you only make, you know, $1,000 a year, they're not going to allow you to invest the whole $1,000 into it. So there is that minimum, or maximum, I should say, maximum investment that you can do. So Reg CF just opens up to the public, and you can advertise a Reg CF. So that's the other part about Reg D that I didn't mention. So I'm going to circle back real quick. Reg D 506B, you cannot advertise it publicly. That's the one for sophisticated investor, but non-accredited investor. Reg D 506C is for accredited investors only, okay? And you can advertise it publicly. So here in a
So just in general, as a rule of thumb, if you have a fund full of accredited investors, you can usually market that, right? You can market that in public. You can put a billboard, TV, Facebook ads. But if you have which is a sophisticated investor, it's not an accredited investor, those you can't really advertise or market. It has to be people you already have an existing relationship with. You can call, you send an email, a text, and say, hey, I'm raising money for this deal because you have a relationship. So just to make that clear. So continue, Tim.
So then also to with a Reg D, you don't need to work with a broker dealer. Okay. A broker dealer is someone who's licensed to help raise money. So with a Reg D, you don't need to work with a broker dealer. With a Reg CF and a Reg A, you do. And this is where the cost gets add up. I thought Reg CF, $5 million, it should be really easy. Setting it up is easy, but the cost to maintain it, like, oh man, is this even worth it? Generally speaking, it's probably not worth it. But for the sake of what we're doing with these teams, it's worth it because they get to get that learning experience. Plus, I negotiated with the broker dealer that I'm talking to exchange. Like he'll lower his fee in exchange for us advertising him, like giving him exposure for his business. So anyways, so with a Reg CF, right, you are able to advertise publicly, even to non-accredited, non-sophisticated investors. And
everywhere else you can't advertise a 506B unaccredited, but with a CF, you're able to do that. So which is really neat.
Yeah. So to set up a Reg CF is similar to set up a Reg D. It costs you about $10,000 to $15,000, depending on the attorney that you're using. To maintain the Reg CF, on the other hand, it does cost more. than a Reg D because a Reg CF is a fund. And it's so they have that, you know, remember earlier I mentioned that 0.25% to 0.5% fee that they charge you depending on the size of your fund. So that, you know, the maintenance does cost more. All right. So now let's talk about Reg A is where the big dogs play. Reg A is one step before you take a company public. So as let's say Tesla took their company public, right? List on NASDAQ. And anybody can invest in it. Doesn't matter if you're sophisticated or unsophisticated, or accredited investor, uncredited, you're not a credit investor. It doesn't matter. You can advertise it. I mean, you can invest in it and it can be advertised publicly. So Reg A works like that, but except for you're not on the stock exchange or anything. Okay. So with a Reg A, again, there's no minimum. The minimum is only set up by the operator that set up this Reg A fund, right? By the fund manager that set it up, depending on how much customers they want to have to deal with, how many investors they want to have to deal with. But there's no minimum and there's no maximum either. You can invest as much as you want in a Reg A. And a Reg A, again, you can advertise to anybody, everybody. So it works similar to a Reg CF. What's different between the Reg A and the Reg CF is that you're not capped by the $1 million if you don't have your financials audited, or the $5 million if you do have your financial audited. In the Reg A, you have to have your financials audited, and there's no max. Like you can raise $100 million,
no limit.
Billion. There's exactly. No limit. Yeah. So Reg A can be a lot bigger. So if you're familiar with Cardone Capital, they are a Reg A fund. And yeah, just like any fund, you can invest in whatever assets you want, but it's just Reg D, Reg CF, Reg A. They're all a function of the legal structure that you're using to raise money for that fund.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, there's so many different ones. And it just feels like the last few years is when the funds started getting out there were, I don't want to say the average person, but really the average person could go out and start a fund. If you had a good network, you had a good business plan, you had good connections, just basically anybody could go start a fund. And it used to be where it just used to be very challenging and only like Wall Street or big deep pockets could start a fund. I've seen a pretty drastic shift the last few years.
Yeah. And yeah, for sure. And some of the funds are still pretty. So Reg A fund, as an example, it costs somewhere between $100,000 to $150,000 just to start it, right? Just in legal fees and auditing fees, just to get your fund going. So it does get versus a syndication, 10-15 grand, right?
Yeah,
much different. And so yeah, so you don't want to play in this realm unless you're ready for it and you're ready to raise a lot of money for it. But yeah, for someone that have a lot of followers, right? Something like a Reg A does make a lot of sense. Cardone, with all his social media out there. And I believe even Ryan Pineda is setting up his Reg A fund too, because of all the YouTube followers that he has out there, all social media followers out there. And so, yeah, for people with a lot of influence, going Reg A does make sense. But for most of us, Reg D is so much cheaper, so much easier to do. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Tim, thank you for explaining the regs, CF, Reg D, and the Reg A, which just sounds like, Reg A just sounds like a party. Listen to some music, chill, eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. Alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, we should hire a Jamaican to create us a rap song around Reg A.
Yeah, we should. And actually, we can ask ChatGPT. How about that? Hey, create us a Reg A song for a Reg A fun. I'm going to do that. As soon as we hang up with this, I am going to do that. And maybe we have it for our next episode. Tim, thanks for explaining that. And our next episode is going to be about customized funds. Hang around, subscribe, get ready for the next show. I am Javier Hinojo, your host, along my co-host, Tim Mai. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.